from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's real fast, uh-oh. Dusty. It says from the 816, is Dusty staying with the morning show permanently? I really like the chemistry of the morning show with Dusty involved. Yes, Dusty is now a full-time member of the show. We started the show today at 6 o'clock talking about all that. If you want to hear Dusty cry on the air, 6 o'clock on the podcast, download it, tell all your friends, share on social media.
I do love this. Says, how could you not have the Royals game locked on? There's two TVs in my house.
Oh, we got, I got like seven TVs.
I'm good. Trust me, it's on,
like,
everywhere.
If you're still like sports fanning with one TV, you're missing out. Buy yourself another TV. They're like under $200 now. Slap that on the wall. You got to have two TV, especially with the Royals doing what they're doing right now, right? You probably are going to need three TVs on Sundays because you're going to have the Chiefs, you're going to have the Red Zone, and you're going to have the Royals going.
Probably not going to see Wanya Morris tonight. Just because he was injured in practice the other day. They're traveling, I think, today, right? Or they'll travel today and then late in Jacksonville. Having a hard time trying to pronounce the third string left tackle's name.
Suamataia.
No, that's the first string. According to the depth chart, it's Godrick is his last name. A lot of vowels in the first name. More importantly, receiver rotation. I think if Kadarius Toney misses Saturday, he's not on this roster. Because you look at the roster in the receiving room, Hollywood Brown, Rushy Rice.
Again, he's ninth on the depth chart, bro.
Yeah, so those are the three names I just mentioned.
The 17th overall pick of draft 3 years ago is ninth on the depth chart for a team that had no wide receivers last year. Yeah.
So you think they're keeping six wide receivers? I think they're going to keep seven.
Six to seven.
The sixth they're going to for sure keep is Hollywood Brown, Rushy Rice, Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson. Then there's
Watson,
Sky Moore,
yes!
Justin Ross, Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney.
McCole's making this team, I think.
100%.
Nico Remigio's making this team. I don't think that...
Everybody's rooting for Nico Remigio. He's the guy this year in camp that every Chiefs fan is rooting
for,
right?
What was the dude last year that took the ball to the house and then... they cut him and everybody loved him.
Deneric or no?
Oh, the guy that they traded to Carolina?
Amir Smith.
Amir Smith.
Everyone loved him.
And everybody was like, oh, this guy.
Dude, that guy's like the brioche of wide receivers. Yeah,
apparently.
The fifth wide receiver in Carolina.
I know, right? Like, people are like, we should have had him. I'm like, he can't take the field in Carolina.
Come on. But like, if Kadarius Toney has a back injury and can't practice... My dad, who was my basketball coach, used to tell me, if you can't practice, you can't play.
Yeah, you can't make the tub in the club, right?
That was my dad's number one rule. I don't think we see Kadarius Toney tonight, which means now he has two preseason games to prove his wealth, and only one of those games, I don't think he plays with the starters the entire preseason. Like, I think he's just one of those guys that plays like mid, late second quarter, plays a lot of third quarter. And what do they tell you, Bob? There's two things you can tell about if you know your ass is getting cut. Spring training, if your number's over the number of like 59, unless you're Seth Lugo. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is if you're playing in the fourth quarter in the or the late in the third quarter in the second and third preseason game.
You're probably not making the team. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're not being interviewed on the sidelines in the second half, you're probably not making the team, right? I mean, that's kind of just the way it goes. No sleep lost for Kadarius Toney not making this team at all.
To me, there are five locks. Would you agree for the wide receiver?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, the first three, Worthy, Rice, Brown, and then Watson and
McColl.
Yeah, those are the five. And then you're choosing one guy.
And then you're probably choosing Sky Moore, Nico Remigio, maybe Ross? Sky, Justin Ross, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of maybes there, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just make sure we're on the same page.
From the text line, 913, I'm going to watch the whole game. Go Chiefs, maybe twice.
Oh, wow.
Twice? Jeez. Why would you do that to yourself?
I mean, that's nuts. That's wild.
I mean,
Either way, spring training, ooh, preseason game, number one, 6 o'clock, Saturday night. Enjoy it. Football's back. This is a great time because you get the Royals and Cardinals and somewhat of a rivalry game. The Royals are on fire, and the Chiefs are getting ready to just start. So in one day, at basically, you could simulcast it, Bobby Wood Jr. will be up to bat, and Patrick Mahomes will be behind center.
Ooh, that'd
and
be
you'll
great.
Be on your couch going, all right, I'm not going to stand up for 9 minutes. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy this for a second.
Hang on a second, though. Do you think Mahomes will be out of the game by the time Bobby bats second in the first inning?
Yes. He better be. He better be.
So let's think about that for a second. Yeah. Innings take roughly 7 to 10 minutes.
Correct.
Okay. The kickoff of the Chiefs game is at 6.
It'll be like 6:05.
6:05. Yeah. Okay. So the Royals haven't batted yet or haven't started yet. So 6:05, I think it's 6:02 or 6:03. Okay. That's how the NFL does it, right? Whatever.
And first pitch will be like 6:10, 6:11.
6:10, 6:11, somewhere in that time frame. So the Chiefs get like an 8 to 10 minute start on the Royals.
But they'll always kick.
Right. So either way, well, unless, you know, Jacksonville wins the coin toss. I think everybody kicks now, especially. Okay. Well, actually, though, with the new kickoff rules, maybe everybody wants to receive just to see the opportunity. Okay.
Right.
All right. So let's say they go 3 and out, blah, blah, blah. I think by the time Bobby Witt gets to the dish, it'll be 6:26.
Okay.
Okay. Write this down, Mac, and see if we're right about this. All right. Keep an eye on that. 6:26, roughly, he gets his first at bat of the game. That's assuming the Cardinals go 1, 2, 3 in the first, which they do. They couldn't hit a broadside of a barn or water out of a boat. So you've got 6:26. Bobby Witt is up. Is Patrick Mahomes already out of the game at 6:26?
No. Because you know how preseason game one is. They're going to try to do a methodical 12-minute drive, make sure everybody's on the same page, make sure everybody can read the hot routes, the audibles. I'm going to say, just for the sake of hope, that at one point in my living room, I'm going to have Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes at the very same time. Because that won't happen very often.
No.
Right? Because normally the Chiefs will play Thursday evening. Royals are normally off. Mm-hmm. They'll play Sunday afternoon at 3. Royals games are now officially done by 3 o'clock.
Right.
So this is one of those moments, even though it's preseason, when we talk about the two best athletes in a city. Is there anybody better? Well, at this very moment, you might have a chance to see both those guys.
Yeah, at the same time. That's pretty cool. I like that. Yeah. So you're going to go yes. You're going to see him on the field at the same time. I'm leaning yes as well.
Would you say that Patrick Mahomes is the top two quarterback in the NFL? Somebody would disagree.
I don't think I can name two or three quarterbacks that play the position better than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
Not obviously playing right now. I'm not saying.
42. He was 42, 42. On the list.
I don't know how he's 42.
You're telling me he's better than Josh Allen. He's better than like that. That's
Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers right now in the game is my number one QB.
Yes.
Obviously, last year he got hurt and things like that. So that's, you know, it kind of varies for the top 100. But
you don't play Aaron. You play Matthew, though. You know.
Yeah. Matthew's
week
top
four.
Two in the league.
You're playing in week four.
I know. He's top two in the league. I give him his respect. I watch his game. I try and mimic things and get after it.
So that's Caleb Williams on Up at Adams with my girl, Kay Adams. He says Matthew Stafford's a top two quarterback in the NFL, doubles and triples down on that, but then also says Aaron Rodgers is the best in the game right now, meaning Caleb Williams is saying the top two quarterbacks in the NFL are Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford.
What year is Caleb Williams living in? 2007? That's a dumb take. I'm not even going to say that's a bad take. That's just a dumb take. And I know everybody's entitled to their own opinions. That's a really dumb opinion and a bad opinion as well. Like that thing sucked.
Like, everything I about that Matthew, sucked. I love Matthew Stafford, but let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
Very good quarterback. Probably a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he is already.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, he's the Hall of Famer that that's right. That guy played.
A lot of people forget that Megatron's record year in receiving, Matthew Stafford was a quarterback on that bad Lions team. And they were still making it work. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp,
triple record, crown. Yeah.
Matthew Stafford was the quarterback. Super Bowl winner, never won the MVP, but he's a Super Bowl winner. And normally that's a lock. Plus, by the end of it, it's all said and done. The numbers will show you that he's been there before. But that's a very dumb take.
Yeah, it's a horrible take.
The fact that
worse than Carrington's yesterday about the United States losing, right?
Ooh, yeah. The United States is going home.
Ooh, that was bad.
He's trying to do the reverse psychology. But the thing that's crazy is Caleb Williams, whose game was considered Mahomes-ish, comes out knowing what he's doing and is like, the best quarterbacks in the game are Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
Which, to be fair, they're like Mahomes, too. They all have similar skill sets.
Say that again. I'm sorry. This is not a joke. Like, I'm not comprehending what you're saying.
Rodgers and Stafford are both very skilled quarterbacks. They have great arm angles.
They get out of the pocket.
They're not similar to Mahomes. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I'm not taking anything away from Rodgers and Stafford, right? Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel.
100%.
Well, not only that, Mahomes played football for 7 years, and he has more Super Bowls than Stafford and Rodgers combined, and they've been playing combined 25 years.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a very underachieving quarterback. Him and Brett Favre in that era in Green Bay is going to go down as the most underachieving era in professional sports history. I mean, to only have two Super Bowls when you've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for 30 years, that is underachieving. The Green Bay Packers are a failure. They only won, and that's embarrassing. Like, you really should be embarrassed and hide yourselves, because Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl in Green Bay and Brett Favre only won one Super Bowl in Green Bay. That's a terrible job of 30 years of having two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in your organization. Patrick Mahomes has won more Super Bowls in the last 600 days than the Packers did in 30 years with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. So, like, this is like the conversation that we're always going to have, which means more stats or Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. It's about the Super Bowls. We're judging quarterbacks by their Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, and anybody who says so is clueless. And if you're going to sit there and talk about, like, these guys being better than Patrick Mahomes, be a man and sit there and go, if I'm starting a team, I'm drafting those guys over Patrick Mahomes. Well, that's why your team will fail and be contracted. And if you have a 2-minute warning and you need to go 90 yards, tell me you're not taking Patrick Mahomes over anybody else in the league. Like, it's just a stupid comment by Caleb Williams. And you know, I don't think he's going to be very good. I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams.
Not anymore.
And one of the biggest reasons I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams is go back and watch that game he played against Notre Dame. Notre Dame's defensive coordinator was an NFL defensive coordinator the year prior, brought the NFL defense to Notre Dame, and they absolutely shut down Caleb Williams. They lost that game like 38-6 or something like that. Notre Dame's defensive coordinator absolutely took the pants off of Caleb Williams and embarrassed him in public. And so if you couldn't beat a former NFL defensive coordinator in college when you're supposed to be at the top of your game, how are you beating NFL defensive coordinators in the NFL? Caleb Williams is not going to be a successful quarterback in this league. Book it.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Two things during the break. I'm going to explain to you how Bobby Witt Jr. can win the MVP legitimately, and I'm going to give Bob a cigarette. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. I'm yours. Jason Mraz, you stole Jack Johnson's gimmick, and he called you out for it. We never saw you again. Matt kind of looks like Jason Mraz. That's not a bad thing.
I'll take that.
As I say, I used to look like Jonah Hill.
People thought I looked like Max Scherzer at one point.
I could see that. If you had you could go with Halloween. You just need to get like a brown contact.
Yeah.
And then just like throw candy 100 miles an hour. Open the bag, kid. Here comes the Snickers. What was the exit velo on that? No, it's Friday. Fesco in the morning. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. Damn, glad to have you. It looks like it's going to be, I don't know if you could define perfect weather day. I feel like today we'll get pretty close. There'll be somebody out there and be like, it could be a little cooler or it could be a little warmer. But my God, it's August 9th and it's still 60 degrees outside.
It was nice. I had a window down morning same. Today. It was actually one of those days where, like, I'm going to take the long way today because it's such a cool, crisp morning. I wanted to have the windows down. So I didn't even get on the highway today, Dusty. I took, like, 25 minutes to get here.
Did you do the Knoll cruise?
I didn't go. No, not at all. Not near Knoll. I went up Antioch and had a nice little, going 47 into 35 until I realized, oh, wow, I'm speeding. I better slow down here a little bit.
I've got to give credit where credit's due on the text line. Somebody said, imagine Saturday you're watching the Royals and the Chiefs at the same time. And Bobby Wood Jr. hits a home run, and Mahomes hits Xavier Worthy with like a 60-yard
bomb. How awesome would that be?
I don't know if my house, I don't know if I can handle that. Like that's a legitimate thing that could happen.
That's the ultimate Kansas City sports fan moment right there, right?
Because all you'd need is a side-by-side tweet, and you'd have Bobby Wood Jr. hitting a home run, Mahomes throwing a bomb, and just be like, okay, I need a 20-pack of Parliament Lights, and I need a 6-pack of Tall Boys and Miller High Life, and just leave me alone.
Leave me alone, because that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, that I mean, how cool would that be, though?
I mean,
like, both TVs are on, Bobby Witt hits a home run, and Patrick Mahomes drops a dime to Xavier Worthy, and everybody goes crazy. Kansas City would lose their collective minds, right?
I mean, it would just be absolutely nuts.
I still think at times we're having a tough time handling the successes of both of these teams right now. Like, we just don't know what to do, because we've never been here before. Just celebrate. Just love life.
The only thing that could ruin it is if, like, both those guys do it and then the tweet above it is, and there's a drive by Nick Castellanos. Yeah. It's way back. Like, damn it. Not again. This guy always comes the wrong time of the moment.
I've never seen anything like that Castellanos thing, too.
It's
like,
weird.
It's wild.
It's every time.
Every time. It's crazy.
So there is a way for Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, to win MVP, and I think there's another chance the Royals could get another award, and MLB Network talked about it for a little bit.
Now, Kansas City is a wild card, and this guy is making sure that the power, the speed, and Vero, you and I were talking in the commercial about the range.
He's everything.
That's everything.
Listen, you get a little Pollyanna up here, but I have a 14-year-old son. This is who I want him watching, right? He's everything that's right in the game right now, Bobby Witt. He's doing it all.
John, is there any scenario where he could overtake Aaron Judge?
Well,
MVP? I mean, that's... Look at that.
I mean, he does have a 7.5 war, and Judge is at 7.9. I mean, Judge, I don't... I put it out there on Twitter, and people on both sides were going nuts. Of course it's Judge. And then Kansas City
was
like...
really? Meantime...
Look, Aaron Judge is the MVP. But if Bobby Witt, if Kansas City wins that division,
right? 106 losses last year.
And boys, that's where it starts. Technical difficulties. I'm so glad that was BetQL and not like Pornhub.
Yeah, right.
Because then I'd be like, wait a minute, I just signed on for this.
Well, that was blocked in Kansas.
Is it?
I think it is, actually.
That's where...
Did Josh tell us that before he left?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, yeah, we found that out together.
What are you going to do with all your time off, Kling? Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Yep. Here's the deal. There is a way for Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, to win MVP. And a few things have to happen. Baltimore has to win the East, which can easily happen.
Easily happen, yes.
The Royals have to win the Central, which is very much on the table. Four games out, big season or big weekend in a series for Cleveland and Minnesota. They play a doubleheader today and then play Saturday and Sunday. Royals play the Cardinals two games, then they're off Sunday. They get to sit back and watch. If the Royals win the Central, Bobby Witt Jr., without a doubt, deserves to be in the MVP. Because there are basically two key players from last year's team on this roster that are being impactful, one more than the other, Sal and Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny was hurt all year last year, or for most of the year. And Bobby Witt Jr. has elevated his game and made this team better. I know it's a team sport, but look at how many times Bobby Witt Jr. has been responsible or been the guy.
Yeah, of course.
You win the division, you're not only going to win coach of the year, you're going to win MVP as well. Mm-hmm. I think Q would be the manager of the year. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because right now it's Cleveland's manager. So you look at those two. Well, if you win the Central and you lost 160 games,
hang on with that though. Like I understand how they do. Like what about Baltimore's manager for manager of the year? Like everybody like always wants to take the team that was no good. They flipped it around. Like what Q's going to be and get right. manager of the year. But like Baltimore's been consistently good. Like that guy should get some recognition. Like sure. I think there's a lot of different dudes in the American League.
Right.
That you could probably get three or four of those guys could be manager of the year.
But what's crazy about managers of the year, coach of the year. Andy Reid, we know, will never win.
Never.
Right? Because he's always expected to win right. 13 games. So if a guy like Dan Campbell wins it when a team goes 7-9 or 9-8 because their expectations were Detroit and they exceeded them because they've always been bad, then why does that narrative not work for Q? When you lose 106 games and the very next year you win your division. And again, if you think Dusty, you're high, not yet. You can't win this division. Yes, you can. You're four games out. Cleveland's lost five in a row. That pitching staff is starting to finally miss Shane Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the Royals, who are four games out, play St. Louis, and their manager, or their skipper, who joins the show every Wednesday, should be the front runner. And Bobby Witt Jr. could be the MVP and should be the MVP because you not only led your team to a first place finish in your division, you exceeded expectations by a million, and your coach and your best player did it. And Kansas City not only reigned supreme in the division, they reigned supreme on two awards mm-hmm. that are both well-deserving, and they did exactly what the award is told. You exceeded your expectations, and you were part of the reason why you are where you are.
Well, the way that Q's managing this team right now, keeping it very calm, very steady, I think is very important. You know, like he's not too high, not too low, and that's what you need during the course of a baseball season. You can't pressure these guys to say, oh my God, every game matters, and if you don't win, the world is ending. That's why with the must-win thing, I think that was a little kind of homage back to Matheny, where every game was a must-win game, yeah. and if you didn't win, oh my God, the world was going to end. You can't live your life like that, you know, in Major League Baseball. There was a gentleman on WFAN, our sibling station in New York, by the name of Keith McPherson, who said, quote, everyone wants to bring Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals into the MVP conversation because they're not pitching to Judge. Well, I don't understand right there how you can say Aaron Judge is the MVP if people aren't pitching to him, right?
They are. He's striking out, though.
He doesn't have the opportunity to produce because people are taking that opportunity away from him. And if they're taking that opportunity away from him, then he's not producing like Bobby Witt is, and he's not the catalyst that Bobby Witt is in order to go out there and win ball games. And I think if you just watch both guys side by side, and again, this is not a knock on Judge at all. It's to show you how great, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is. He does it with the glove. He does it with the bat. He does it with speed. He is a legitimate 5-tool player. Aaron Judge is not a 5-tool player, and that's okay. He's really good at mashing the ball, right? He's really mm-hmm. good at hitting home runs and driving in runs, but there's more aspects to the game. If you want to go most valuable hitter, the MVH, fine, give it to Aaron Judge. But when you're talking about player, to me, that encompasses your entire body of work. And while Aaron Judge is a fine defensive player, he's not Bobby Witt Jr., guys. And I still have people this week coming up and talking to me about those plays he made. Was it against the White Sox last week or two mm-hmm. weeks ago in the hole where he's throwing guys out and making plays in the ninth inning and doing things at shortstop that nobody's seen before? You're not talking about that with Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a very much, and I hate even using the term one-dimensional player because he's better than a one-dimensional player, but that one dimension is so huge it overshadows everything else. But Bobby Witt Jr. is a 5-2 player. Bobby Witt Jr. is winning you games on both sides of the ball. He's winning games with his glove. He's winning games with his bat. He's winning games with his speed for you. Aaron Judge isn't doing that. Bobby Witt is the best overall player in baseball. His team is winning, and therefore, in my opinion, he's the MVP of the American League.
Bobby Witt Jr. has 78 strikeouts this year. You want to take a guess how many Aaron Judge has? 125.
A lot more.
Yeah. And this is one of those awards this year between Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge where the MVP race is going to come down to nitpicking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron Judge has more home runs. Cool. Bobby Witt Jr. has played more games. Yep. Bobby Witt Jr. has more hits. Yep. Bobby Witt Jr. has a better average. Yep. Aaron Judge has a better slug. Cool. Great. Aaron Judge has a better on-base percentage. Awesome. Bobby Witt Jr. has 78 strikeouts. Aaron Judge has 125. Baltimore won their division. Royals win their division. when you get into semantics of the MVP award and it's this close, you do have to nit, and I know you hate it, you do have to nitpick stats. The WAR cancels each other out. They're like 0.4 differential. But when you look at stats between the two and you look at yourself, you say, who now is more valuable to their team? To me, bias as hell. I don't care. I've loved this kid since they drafted him. To me, you have to think Bobby Witt Jr. is there. Going to have 30 home runs, going to have 40 doubles, going to have 15 triples, going to hit at least 340, going to strike out less than 100 times, and his team's going to be a playoff team. That's, to me, when you put all that together, Bobby Witt Jr. exceeded expectations. We know Bobby Witt Jr. is great. We didn't know he was this great this year, and right. He was. Aaron Judge is supposed to be this player every year.
Yeah, this is who Aaron Judge is, right? And I hope this is who Bobby Witt is, too, yeah, right? Like, every year, I had somebody refer to him the other day. They go, he really is the rainbow unicorn. And I'm like, okay, I like that.
Generational talent.
Yeah, he is. He is generational talent. But like, take the stats, throw them in the trash for a second. Watch a game. Who impacts the game more? Who is having a bigger impact on the game over the course of nine innings? Is it Aaron Judge or is it Bobby Witt Jr.? And when you judge it by that and you look at that, the answer is clear. It's Bobby Witt Jr. And he does. He plays shortstop, but he plays the shortstop position better than anybody else. And he makes plays better than anybody else. And he's doing things we haven't seen. Aaron Judge has never done something on defense that I haven't seen before. Quite honestly, Aaron Judge mashing home runs, I've seen guys hit home runs before. I haven't seen anything like what Bobby Witt is doing right now. He's on the cover of Baseball America this week, so get your copy of Baseball America. Great cover and story about Bobby Witt Jr. That guy is changing the game. That guy is becoming a superstar right before our eyes, and Bobby Witt Jr. is the reason why the Royals are where they are right now. Aaron Judge is a great baseball player, but this year it's okay to take a back seat and say, Bobby Witt's the most valuable player in this league.
I ask you this question. Ninth inning, tie game, winner, baseball player, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, who do you want to play?
Tie game.
Ninth inning.
I'm taking Bobby Witt. His batting average is higher.
No doubt about it. Fesco in the morning brought
to you. Which tells me he gets more hits than Aaron Judge. I know people don't like batting average these days, but you got a guy that's 340 versus a guy that's 310. I'm taking the guy that's 340 every time. The odds are better. I'm a gambler.
We say bye to a couple people. We bring up a song that is 24 years old. That's the same age as Mac. And Fesco in the morning is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Bye, 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 baby. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, 610 Sports Radio. This will make that 247th bone stick out. 24 years ago today. Or yesterday. This song took over the charts.
Can you believe it's been 24 years?
Justin Timberlake can't.
No, he can now after he's pulled over and they're like, who are you?
What world tour? So fun little segment here. Get used to this moving forward. We try to mix in some fun on this show. If you could say bye, bye, bye to a few athletes, who would those athletes be?
Yeah.
I can go first if you want. Bob, you can go first. Mac, I don't mind. I'm not in any particular order of importance, but...
Go for it, Dusty.
Okay, yeah, you go for it, Dusty. Yeah, why don't you lead the things off? Dusty, the newest addition to the show full-time. Welcome, Dusty. Woo. Congratulations. If you want to hear the entire announcement, 6 a.m. on the podcast, go ahead and listen to it. As my mother-in-law just texted me, very heartful welcome for Dusty.
She it was nice. Well. I didn't even know it was going to happen.
That's right.
Didn't expect all the tears, but we got through it.
It was good. Yeah, we got through it all. Exactly. So download that podcast and share it with your friends.
This is also my final day at the establishment of Jack Stack.
All right,
so
very
bittersweet.
Good.
Yeah. As we hang up the apron for the final time.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be an emotional day for me as well. I am a crier. I'm a softie.
That's fine. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I'll cry during Free Willy. Damn it, I did. And Simon Birch. First two
it's
movies
okay
ever cried.
To cry.
Into. Yeah, you still want a horror cry. You don't want to. You know.
No, you don't want to slobber all over yourself. I cry in Shawshank Redemption when Red and Andy hug each other on the beach. How do you not? Right.
So good. Right.
I just want to see my friend.
Yeah. So I cried when he had to go through five football fields of why he did that. I'll never know, but he came out clean on the other side. Mr. Dufresne did.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could tell you what happened in that laundry room, but anyways, three athletes I want to see. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Number one, Tom Brady. I'm tired. I'm over it.
Are you exhausted by Tom Brady? Like, it's exhausting to you anytime his name comes up?
Yes, I'm there. I'm done with it, man. Like, I thought it never ends. We did a topic earlier this week where we said, oh, Tom Brady said coming back is not out of the options. He's going to wear a jersey underneath his suit. He's going to wear, a Raiders jersey.
Right.
Tom Brady, bye. Nick Castellanos, stop, get out. I'm tired of seeing a celebrity death. And then immediately afterwards, it's like, we are saddened by the passing of Richard Simmons. And there's a deep drive by Nick Castellanos. Yep. And then the other one would be Deshaun Watson. I'm done with it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to.
Who?
Deshaun Watson. I'm done.
Yes.
Even though, one of my favorite players of all time because of his personality gave us this beautiful one-liner.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
What a national treasure Jameis Winston is there as he gives an audio. But yeah, I just say
I want to be friends with Jameis Winston. Like,
course.
I just want to hug him.
Of course.
I was like just smiling ear to ear listening him to say that yesterday.
We talked about a person you'd like to see announce games.
Jameis Winston, let's go.
Him and Marshawn Lynch together in a broadcast booth for an entire football game. Let Marshawn Lynch do red zone.
Oh, that'd be good.
Let Jameis Winston do red zone instead of Scott Hansen for just one weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But those are my three.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Bob, you got three.
I love Jameis Winston, man. Like, I just want to be friends with him. It's like I don't need to see him play football or anything like that. I just want to hang out with that guy.
Somebody says bye to Watson, hi to Winston. Yeah, dude.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done.
I'm going Aaron Rodgers and Sean McDermott. I'm ready for Sean McDermott to be done with Buffalo and Aaron Rodgers. I'm burnt on Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if it's like the same feeling that you have with Tom Brady. I'm just over Aaron Rodgers. Like, I've never seen a more narcissistic athlete in my entire life.
Is it even close? Honestly, I'm trying to think of a second.
LeBron's in that category, but
that's my first one is LeBron.
But LeBron, look. Say what you want. Yesterday was a big moment for LeBron. They lose that game yesterday. I'm telling you what, LeBron will never be in the Michael Jordan category.
He's not.
Jordan's the GOAT. Listen, I know, but
has been. He's the Bret Hart of the NBA. The best there was, the best there ever will be.
Yeah, like LeBron today, if they would have lost that game, even with a triple double, would have been taking all of the criticism for everything that happened because he's the leader. He's the alpha dog. That's just what happens when you're the big dog 100%. On campus. You know?
I just don't think it would have affected his legacy personally.
I think it definitely would have. Oh, you were on that team that didn't win gold, that lost to Serbia and got your ass kicked by 18.
Yeah.
Oh no, it would have been front and center. It would have been all the low-hanging fruit today, I promise you.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm just over it with LeBron.
Every one of those shows on ESPN and Fox Sports
100%.
One that are just terrible debate shows,
true.
The question would have been, is LeBron's legacy tarnished? And everybody would have been like, oh, yes! And it would have been. It would have been. I hate to say it. It would have been tarnished. He would never, ever, ever be in that Michael Jordan category. So, like, from he's narcissistic. But he also actually wins. You know, he's won championships. Aaron Rodgers has won Super Bowl titles. Severely underachieving.
Yeah.
A severely underachieving quarterback to be getting all of this credit.
Yeah, I'm over LeBron. Just been done with it. I'm over the GOAT debate. I'm over the Lakers in general. Bronny James is now on the team. That team's going to suck. We have to talk about LeBron James. It's been my whole life. He's great, the second greatest player of all time. If you told me he was the first, I'm over arguing with you about it. I think it's going to be what the Brady Mahomes debate eventually will be in 10 or 15 years. Fine, whichever one you say is fine. But LeBron, I'm just over. Peyton Manning, I when he was playing, I was really excited to see him go. But now I love him, so it's okay.
And God, then, Peyton Manning is loved by everybody, right? He's America's guest.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know how he was thought about around here because I hadn't lived here in a while. So I know that we hated him as Chiefs fans. But like, I didn't know, like, as a community, okay, have we latched on? Because I'm a Vols fan, so I love Peyton Manning now. But yeah, it seems like everyone's good with him. Mm-hmm. And then Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys in general.
Mm. Mike McCarthy is as nondescript a coach as you could potentially get.
Say that.
Like, I always forgot about him and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Again, they underachieved in Green Bay. Like, but like, nobody ever wants to say Mike McCarthy is a good coach. And that's fine because you didn't win all the championships and all that kind of stuff. But like, with this coaching pool in the NFL right now, Mike McCarthy's still better than 2/3 of the losers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's tough.
No, I don't. I think he's worse than that.
Coming up on the side, I'm going to somehow do a LeBron James topic and a Travis Kelce topic that involves other athletes as well. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, happy Friday. Damn glad to have you. This is Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. Back here on Fesco in the Morning, which is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LipMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Before we dive a little bit more into the Olympic basketball world, that is tomorrow at 2:30 against the Français.
Mbappe is going to be starring on the national stage tomorrow for France.
I wish he'd play. He'd get swatted every time he touched the ball. He's like 5'7", right? Like soccer player.
One of the greatest shooters we've ever seen. Can score from anywhere on the field.
This is soccer cliches with the British male. It was announced yesterday that they have the backdrop. I don't know if you saw this or not. Travis Kelce going to do the Are You Smarter Than an Athlete?
Yes.
They have the picture of him up. He's got his blue suit on.
Is Caleb Williams going to be on that show?
Well, he's already failed.
Oh.
But it's Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Killer Trav's got the blue suit on, the white shirt underneath. They've got the whole promotion. It premieres October 16th on Prime Video.
Which means they've already shot all the episodes of this thing. Yeah, because I know I can just hear it right now. He better be in his playbook.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you. Which
brings up a question. If you could have another game show, doesn't matter what it is, what athlete, now or former athlete, would you like to see host a game show?
Shaq.
Okay.
Charles.
Oh, by the way, Shaq's going to be at Kauffman tonight.
That's right.
DJ Diesel in center field.
Yeah, that's right. He is here.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Shaquille O'Neal's in Kansas City.
During the game, too. That's the best part about it. It's like you're going to have to play around him. I've been trying to get a horse on the field for years in Major League Baseball. Now they're going to have Shaq out there DJing. Like, you're going to have to play around him. Bobby Witt's going to make some plays over Shaq that are really going to put him in the MVP category.
We're going to have Shaquille O'Neal talking about Bobby Witt Jr. as a stud athlete here in about a week. He's going to be like, oh, I was outside in the doing the DJ thing, and ain't nobody better in the game.
Yeah. Right? No, exactly. But you know what? I love it. That's what we need. We talked about it yesterday. We need more of that, that crossover, where guys who don't normally do sports are talking about the other sports, and they're on the air, and like, get Shaq on the broadcast tonight, man.
I would love to see them revamp Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and have Marshawn Lynch host it. I'm just a huge Marshawn Lynch supporter because I think you need creativity. I think you need some sort of fun. I think you need somebody that's like maybe doesn't belong in a situation. And Marshawn Lynch, already a millionaire times 100, him hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would be hilarious.
How about you know, we heard from Jameis Winston earlier and I said I just want to be his friend. How about him like taking over for Steve Harvey as the Family Feud host, right?
Perfect
like,
show
like,
for him.
He would be fantastic.
He'd
on
be great
that.
At
yeah.
that.
Perfect show for him.
Yeah.
I think Peyton Manning would be good as the host of Weakest Link.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he could have that crude humor.
Yeah.
Where, like, you guys voted out the best player in the round. Idiots. Mm-hmm. You know, why?
Right.
I could see Peyton Manning being really good at that. Mac, I don't know if you have, like, an athlete, former
Peyton
or now.
Peyton would be good at really any game show, I think. Like,
great.
Hollywood Squares, I could see Peyton
Brian
Manning
Brian Fitzpatrick
doing.
Would be great for Jeopardy.
Ooh, yeah. That's
Harvard,
a good one.
Harvard grad.
You know, how jealous would Aaron Rodgers be if Ryan Fitzpatrick were so... I'd love to see that. Aaron Rodgers couldn't handle himself. He'd have to move to Canada.
All the more reason. Shannon Sharp.
Exactly. Shannon Sharp would be great, too. Love him.
Yeah, Chad Ochocinco.
Yep. Price is Right for Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel, kid. Stop spinning, Skip.
Shannon would be a lot of fun on that.
Oh, that'd be so great. But no, Travis Kelce, October 16th, Are You Smarter Than an Athlete, will premiere. LeBron's role, right? Believe it was Mark McMillan had something to say about this where he talked about LeBron, USA Basketball loses this game, they will blame LeBron James.
Absolutely.
Can I say something real quick? That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
When you're the captain and you're the guy, and I know there's people that have their opinions, Mike, I'm talking to you right now, about LeBron James and what his legacy is and who he is as a person. Take the person away. LeBron James is Captain America on this sort of, and I don't use that, I'm just saying like that's the analogy I give it. He's the guy that is, he's going to be that person. When you win and you do great and you have a triple-double and you come from behind and you win against Serbia and Nikola Jokic, you get all the praise. But when your team doesn't win, you see this in LA a lot recently, and when you saw it in Cleveland, when you lose, you have to take the scrutiny. So that is his role. And if we keep going down this vibe or we go down this road, that's just what LeBron has to own. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. And when you are a polarizing athlete like LeBron James, that's exactly what comes with the character.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the face of the franchise. If the Chiefs win, Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs to victory. If the Chiefs lose, man, Patrick didn't play well. You just got to wear that. It's like the coach or the manager of the team, right? If your guys go out there and play well, yeah, you get credit for having them ready. If they don't go out there and play well, what do we immediately say? Coach didn't have them ready. How many times do you hear that from people? Mm-hmm. Just didn't have them ready for the game today. Just didn't have them ready. Didn't have them focused, ready to go. And so, if you're going to be the best and accept all the accolades and all the roses that come with the success, you also have to be there for when things don't go the way that they were supposed to go. And if the team would have lost yesterday and Serbia would have advanced to the gold medal game and, like, playing for the bronze, that's got to be the biggest kick in the balls, like, ever, right? Like, do you think Serbia and Germany really want to play that game for the bronze medal? Like, that feels like, oh, God, you're just going to meander through that game just to get it over with, right? Like, that's a terrible game to have to play. And so if the United States would have lost that game yesterday, everybody would have been talking about LeBron because that's who the captain is. As you mentioned, Captain LeBron's. America. Yeah, they would have called them LeBron's.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
That would have been really bad. But rightfully so. That's what comes with being the leader. That's what comes with being the star. You have to be willing to understand that no matter what you do, if your team loses when they were supposed to win, everybody's going to be pointing on you. And Mark McMillan is right in that tweet about it. Like, they would have been crushing LeBron. It would have been a crush fest on LeBron James today on all of the national networks. Everybody would have been weighing in how it was LeBron's fault. And that's just coming with the territory. That's why you're paid the big bucks, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why those guys get the tough questions by the media afterwards. That's why their locker room is always swarmed by the media afterwards, because they go to that source and that's who they talk to. You look at Philadelphia. If they lose in the playoffs, guess who's getting the credit for the win or the loss? Bryce Harper. There's nine guys in that lineup. Bryce Harper's going to be the one. If the Royals go to the playoffs and they lose, guess where all the cameras are going to go? Bobby Wood Jr.'s locker. That's just the way it comes with the territory. It is what it is. Speaking of the Olympics as well, breakdancing starts today.
Starts
today.
Wow.
I assume it's a very shortened. Will you be tuned in to see how they do breakdancing?
I mean, if it's on, I'll see. Yeah.
Breakdancing in the Olympics.
You said it starts today.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, everything's ending today.
Yeah. So it starts today, it ends tomorrow. That's crazy.
Like, how much breakdancing could you possibly do? I guess. I don't know. Does everybody have to bring their own cardboard?
I don't know.
Or they supply that for you. I guess the beds are made of cardboard, so you just take your bed and turn it into a breakdance floor?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
How many countries do you think qualified for breakdancing?
Seven.
If it's starting today,
If it started today and it's over Sunday, I assume that breakdancing is over today. I assume it's probably just a one-and-done
shot. A one-and-done type of thing, right? Yeah. Are you bringing your own boombox, too? Like, are we really going retro back to the 80s, get your can of spray paint, and let's roll?
Yeah, I'd probably get, like, from Do the Right Thing, Fight the Power.
Yeah.
I'd be that kid that brings it in.
Fight the Power.
So they've been there for 2 weeks. That's I would hate to go at the end. I want to get it over with.
What, breakdancing? But then you get to watch all the events, though.
Yeah, that's fair, but I could stay there after I compete.
Paris you'd like to compete first and get
and then
it done.
Stay there and then watch. Yeah.
Because you know that tomorrow you're going to have every Olympian athlete watching the basketball team, which is always to me one of the coolest, like, sub stories of the Olympics is when there's a gold medal game for whatever it is or a swimming event. Like, Ledecky was cheering on that one guy. They were all getting their phones. They looked like all fans.
Yeah.
That'll be the same way when it comes to the basketball game, when it's France versus the United States, because it's the home country playing against the bad guys. And then in 4 years, it'll be France versus the United States in California.
It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere tomorrow for that game. Isn't it? Like it's going to be a lot of fun to sit back and watch that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because that building is truly going to be divided. Half the building is going to be rooting for France. Half the building is going to be rooting for the United States. All the celebrities are going to be there. Like, it's going to be like a Super Bowl type atmosphere, yeah. You know, with all the celebrities and everybody who's there and the who's who and all of that. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. That's going to be a great game tomorrow.
The old face of the league versus the new face.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's crazy to think about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.